The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Jonathan Thompson. In the headlines, Kwame Nkrumah interchange 80% complete. Military and political experts call for improvement in conditions of World War veterans. Parents again urged to collaborate with government to ensure early realization of country's dream to become a developed nation. And Burkina Faso adopts charter to guide authorities. The Kwame Nkrumah Circle interchange is 80% completed. According to the project design, the first of the interchanges will link the Akasanoma to the Nsowan Road around the Vodafone building. The other interchange will link the Nsowan Road to the Nkrumah Avenue around the Ghana Commercial Bank building, while the third interchange will link Ring Road Central to Ring Road West. Aside the three-tier interchange, other roads around the Kwame Nkrumah Circle will be improved. The roads will be given asphaltic concrete surface with pedestrian walkways and bicycle paths. The 24-month project is expected to be completed next year. Resident engineer in charge of the project, Kweku Atako Diafo, disclosed this to Radio Ghana in Accra.
We are now about almost 80% of the work done. We know we are going to do additional work. I'm not counting on that yet, because what I've come to ask is what we are doing now. And when they add additional work, probably we'll add more time to it. Because this is, the progress is tied to the time frame. With the time frame that we have, we've done about 80% of the work. And that entails essentially the flyover on Akasanoma, flyover on Nsowan. The foundations for the Ring Road flyover is almost complete. Bridge 3 is also almost complete. We now left with Bridge 2 and 1. Within next month, we hope to start Bridge 2. And then ended up in February thereabouts. And then we will do the Bridge 1. And that will bring our work in that session to a close. So when the additional works are given to us, which we hope they will send to us very soon, then we'll continue with it.
Mr. Diafo also mentioned some challenges encountered, but said they are being worked on.
The challenge that we are having is the existence of some utility facilities that have been captured on drawings. Some of them were done many years ago, and there are no existing drawings that depict exactly where they are. Some have been relocated, but instead of them probably getting updating the front, they are still keeping the very poor drawings. So when you go to the place that is indicated on the drawing that we have facilities there, you won't find it. Rather, you find it somewhere else. So some of these things sometimes give us problems, because where you don't expect that you find our water facilities there, you go and excavate and you have water facilities there. We are doing a lot of foundations all over the place. And so when you excavate and you are using very heavy machinery, and you go and touch it a little bit. Sometimes you don't even have to touch it, especially with the water. The facilities have been there for a very long time and they are weak. So when you expose the soil around it, the pressure in the pipes means you have bath for the pipes, the bath. By the time you come to follow money, it's a bath. Not that anybody has bathed, but the pressure has bathed. But when you have overbedding of soil, okay, it acts as a weighted. So some of these are some of the challenges that we are having. And sometimes it takes us about a day or two to get it repaired before we do it again.
Kweku Atako Diafo is the resident engineer in charge of the Kwame Nkrumah interchange. Members of the Ghana Medical Association, working with the Ministry of Health and the Ghana Health Service, will withdraw their services if by June 30, 2015, there is no negotiated and signed conditions of service for them. This is contained in the communique issued by the GMA at the end of its annual general conference in Takoradi. The communique said the GMA will pursue this agenda to the deadline after which the affected doctors will consider themselves unemployed. George Grant Yangson has the details.
The president of the GMA, Dr. Kwabena Opoku-Adusa, who read the communique at a forum with the media, explained that doctors working with the Ministry of Health and the Ghana Health Service are still without conditions of service many years after the establishment of the Ghana Health Service. He said the 8-month ultimatum given to government is enough time for it to take the necessary action on the demand by the doctors. On the Tier 2 pensions, the community said government and the National Pensions Regulatory Authority must, as a matter of urgency, ensure the full operationalization of the health service occupational pension scheme and stop imposing the pensions alliance tax or any other scheme on the membership of the GMA. It made it clear that the GMA will support every decision that will be taken by the Forum of Public Sector Occupational Pension Scheme in the fight to secure the future of its members. On Ebola, the community said the GMA has noticed the low level of alertness of the public to the reality and vulnerability of the country to the disease. Consequently, government and other stakeholders must continue with their educational drive to heighten and sustain it, while continuing to support the affected countries. On postgraduate medical education, the community said the GMA recognizes the immense contribution of the Ghana College of Physicians and Surgeons to improving the standard of healthcare delivery in the country, despite the several challenges facing it. It said, as a way forward, governments should consider creating a grade for the resident doctors so that they can be paid the right remuneration to enable them to support their training. The creation of an endowment fund with support from District Assembly's Common Fund and postgraduate training in Ghana must be fully funded by the state. The community advocated that admission to the Ghana College of Physicians and Surgeons should be streamlined and based purely on merit. There is also the need for the teaching hospitals to be decongested as training sites by promoting sandwich programs, encouraging the accreditation of satellite training centers across the country. Finally, the community calls on the college to ensure that its training programs meet regional and international standards. The three-day conference was on the theme, 10 years of postgraduate medical education in Ghana, achievements, challenges, and the way forward. From Takoradi, George Branson Youngson, reporting for Radio Ghana.
The United Colors Front of the NDC is questioning the commitment of state institutions in promoting Ghanaian businesses. This comes on the heels of the importation of chairs for Parliament. The UCS says apart from the alleged poor quality of the chairs, the colors take away the Ghanaian symbols which used to accompany the old furniture. In a statement signed by the General Secretary, Fernand Felix Nyaku, the UCF says the Subcommittee of Parliament for Water, Works and Housing, the Leadership of Parliament and the Parliamentary Service have all failed the nation by not only importing made-in-China chairs, but also demeaning the Ghanaian outlook of Parliament with the removal of Edinkra symbols. It also questions what it says is the desperate attempt by the GFA to engage a foreign coach for the Black Stars. The presiding elder of the AME Zion Church Central District, Reverend Felix Ernest Dodo, has asked politicians to reveal real situations about the economy to the people. This, he said, will help reduce the confusion in the minds of people and ensure trust between politicians and the public. Reverend Dodo said this in Accra when he delivered a sermon to climax this year's Men's Fellowship Convention of the Church. He said it is wrong to massage situations. The occasion was also used to launch the church's district development fund, which will be used to help the poor and needy in the church. Ivona Telegu reports.
The two main political parties, the NDC and MPP, have constantly given different outlooks about the economy. While one party projects that the economy is doing well, the other projects that the economy is failing. This has made a lot of Ghanaians confused about the true state of the economy. This Reverend Ernest Dodo says should stop and that Ghanaians must be told the truth about the real situation on the ground. He also had a word of advice for Christians.
Tell my politicians that when things are hard, when things are difficult, let it be difficult for all of us. When the economy is not, let it be so for all of us.
Let us learn to sacrifice.
And as we do that and fix the law, to be one with it one day, to bring it back into the world.
Let us commit our way to the law.
Reverend Ernest Jozo also spoke about what the District Development Fund seeks to achieve.
The District Development Fund, we want to set it up so that it could help us engage ourselves in some development project that will generate funds to support the work of God in the area of evangelism, education, and ministerial development. There are children or youth in the church, sometimes who are brilliant. They would have the opportunity to go to school, but there is no help, so to say. So we think the church, because they are part of the church could help them.
The president of the AME Zion District Fellowship, Precious Agbono, will give an overview of what the convention is about.
We started this on Friday. It's a 3-day program. Mm-hmm. So we started on Friday. So on Saturday, what we did was, we had a kit fit in the morning. And after that, we had an open forum. Let us know that men are the head. The advice that I will give to all the men in Zion is that we shouldn't allow the women to be taking the leadership position that God has given from us. We are the head, and we need to show an example. Let's live up to expectation and take our works and leadership role seriously.
A forum was also organized to educate and empower men to be responsible and take up leadership positions.
Ivona Tilego reporting. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: Kwame Nkrumah interchange 80% complete. Military and political experts call for improvement in conditions of World War veterans. Parents again urged to collaborate with government to ensure early realization of country's dream to become a developed nation, and Burkina Faso adopts charter to guide authorities. Stay with us. Welcome back. A retired military officer, Lieutenant Colonel John Sharp, has emphasized the need for the world to live in peace and unity to prevent international wars like the world wars. He urged people to appreciate the peace that exists in the world and make every effort to maintain it. Colonel Sharp was contributing on GBC's current affairs program, Talking Point, which discussed the role of Ghanaian troops in peacekeeping over the years. Colonel Sharp complained about the state of veterans in Ghana. He was hopeful that the Ghana Veterans Association will make all efforts to improve the status of members.
If we believe that God created humanity to live in peace, then we should describe how do we achieve that peace. First of all, love thy neighbor as thyself. If you do love your neighbor, I don't think you will go thinking of evil. But from time immemorial, jealousy, greed, and other kinds of devotion bring disunity among classes, even families. So I believe that if we do really know why Jesus came to help us, to go back, forgive people, and make sure that you are really in love with your neighbor.
How would you describe the state in which veterans are living today?
It's deplorable in that we are not having sufficient money to be able to take care of their needs, like hospital fees, medical fees, and other things, even those whose families are no more. And I'm saying that it is the source of our worry for even those of us who have served this country and retired honorably, because there are some differences that should be solved, but those not taken care of. So I'm saying that the situation is deplorable, but we hope that the new structure for the Veterans Administration of Ghana has noted all the discrepancies, and they are coming back to address this.
Supporting the call by Colonel Sharp, a political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Zablim Idi, said observance of the Veterans Day is necessary to remind the world of the effects of wars. It will also help the world to appreciate the efforts of the security service to improve the status of veterans in Ghana.
The poppy is a symbol of the blood that flew after, during the war, and it is a flower that was identified just around the West battlefield, and they have embraced it. It's a global symbol now. I understand in some countries some people don't feel comfortable using it, but it's being accepted globally, universally, as a way of remembering those who died, but also using it in a commercial way to support and assist our veterans.
Political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Zablim Idi. A retired Army officer, Major General Carl Coleman, provides details of the centenary celebration's schedule for Tuesday.
The traditional Remembrance Day parade, which will culminate in the sounding of the last horse, at exactly 11 o'clock. It has to signify 11 o'clock on the 11th month, that is on the 11th day of the 11th month, when the armistice was signed.
Mm.
And that's how come that we have 11-11 days. We usually have the parade of veterans, after which wreaths will be laid in memory of our fallen heroes. Not only for those who died during the wars and whatnot, but also those who are fallen in our peacekeeping operations worldwide.
A retired Army officer, Major General Carl Coleman, on maintaining peace. The municipal and district assemblies, as well as investors in the Upper West region, have been challenged to invest heavily in the tourism sector. According to the Ghana Tourism Authority, the sector has a huge potential of creating jobs and reducing poverty in the region if properly done. The acting deputy executive director in charge of finance and administration of the Ghana Tourism Authority, Samson Donko, stated this at the 2014 Upper West Regional Tourism Awards night at Wa. Here's a report from Maurice Banamwini.
The awards, which focused on harnessing tourism resources for national development, honored companies that offer distinguished services in the hospitality industry in the region. The regional manager of the Ghana Tourism Authority, Henry Yeludo, urged service providers to stick to the core values of providing consistent and exceptional services to customers. Mr. Yeludo said the awards are meant to reward deserving practitioners who have demonstrated excellence and commitment in their operations towards the development and growth of the tourism sector. The acting deputy executive director in charge of finance and administration of the Ghana Tourism Authority, Samson Donko, said tourism has become one of the leading sectors of the economy and the fourth foreign exchange earner after cocoa, minerals and foreign remittances. He added the sector has made significant strides over the last three decades due to substantial investment in accommodation, restaurants and fast food, travel and tour and car rentals, among others. Mr. Donko emphasized that the hospitality industry is projected to compete with the oil and gas sector as the leading foreign exchange earner in the not too distant future. He said despite this bright future, the industry continues to face challenges, including poor infrastructure and poor accessibility to tourist sites. For his part, Deputy Regional Minister Dr. Mushebu Mohammed Alpha said tourism has been a major source of revenue for developed countries and other world-performing economies and urged Ghana to learn from that. Dr. Mohammed Alpha appealed to citizens and stakeholders to promote domestic tourism to help boost revenue mobilization. He suggested to the Regional Education Directorate to liaise with the MMDAs in the region to ensure organized visits of schools to tourist sites in the region. This, the Deputy Regional Minister maintained, would improve their knowledge on culture and traditions and equip them with the proper historic prospects of the region. 12 institutions were awarded on various categories, with Upland Hotel emerging the two-star hotel of the year.
That was a report from Maurice Banamwini in Wa. The need for a law to support the full exercise of the right to information has been strongly advocated. This law will ensure that the fundamental human rights of individuals are not limited or denied. The regional coordinator of the Africa Office of the Commonwealth Human Rights Initiative, Mina Mensa, who made the appeal, said although the right to information is currently before Parliament, there are still about 11 areas of the bill that need review.
The regional coordinator at the African Office of the Commonwealth Human Rights Initiative, Mina Mensa, was speaking at a sensitization workshop on using existing laws to access information for 60 selected students of Takoradi Polytechnic, Holy Child Training College and the Nursing and Midwifery Training College, Sekendi. She said provisions of the Ghanaian Rights Information Bill, which has been laid before Parliament, are a fair attempt to meet international human rights norm and best practice. She said there are 11 areas of the bill that need review in order to bring it in line with international best practice. Ms. Mensa pointed out that maximum disclosure is the overriding principle of any effective freedom of information law and the right to information bill, is weak on this point. She noted that as the right to information is a fundamental human right guaranteed under the Constitution, its limitation can be justified only if it is reasonably necessary for the protection of the public interest or the rights and freedom of others. Ms. Mensah said some provisions of the bill enable government and public officials to withhold information when there is no necessity not to make disclosure. She said the bill provides the Minister of Justice with the power to implement it, but this brings about conflict of interest because the Minister of Justice may be obliged to obey the state as an official of government. She proposed the establishment of an independent information commission to replace the Ministry of Justice.
That was a news desk report. The Ward's original director of education, Alhaji Mohammed Harun, has appealed to parents and stakeholders to join hands with government to provide quality education. According to him, it is only through such collaboration that the dream of the country becoming a developed nation could be a reality. Ms. Harun made the call at the 48th speech and prize given day of the Vapo Senior High School in the North Danyi district of the Volta region. He noted that quality education is the single most important denominator for development of quality human resource. Mr. Harun called for closer collaboration among stakeholders in education to ensure the transformation of VASEC into a center of excellence. The North Danyi district chief executive, Stephen Timinka, commended the founding fathers of the schools for their foresight and called on the old boys and girls to help provide the needed resources to enhance academic work. The paramount chief of Vakbo Traditional Area, Togbi Bubululu, who chaired the function, urged management of public schools to complement the efforts of the GES to help promote effective teaching and learning. The Agona Sredro District Police Command has directed that residents suspend all swimming activities in the Akora River following the drowning of a 15-year-old Form 2 student of the Agona Sredro Methodist Junior High School, Master Theophilos Gatti. The incident occurred when the deceased and his friends swam in the river after school hours. The police said parents of the deceased reported the matter, and a search party, including members of the Asafo Company of the Sudraman Council of Chiefs, was immediately constituted and dispatched to search for the body. The body was seen the following day at about 2 p.m. and has since been handed over to the family for burial. According to the police, they do not suspect any foul play and have advised school children in the area to suspend all swimming activities in the river due to continuous heavy rains. A 49-year-old seamstress, Monica Azria, yesterday fell into a well and died in Sekondi as a result of a water shortage. In an interview, the sister of the deceased, Ernestina Azria, said the body has been sent to the Efia Nkwanta Regional Hospital for autopsy. The Sekondi Metropolitan Fire Service Operational Commander, Emmanuel Apri, said his office received distress calls about the incident and rushed to the scene to retrieve the body. He added that the body was handed over to the police. The Metropolitan Crime Officer, ASP Benba, noted that the police cordoned off the area to ensure security and safety of the people. Operations Officer David Tete is a fire officer in the area and tells us what happened.
In the morning, my wife informed me that someone has fallen into the well. Yes, of course, I came around and saw that it is true that there's somebody lying there. But as to when the person got into the well, that I cannot tell now. It's still under investigation. I'm yet to confirm that one. My people came in, the police came in, my people also came in, and then the body was retrieved, removed from the well.
But do we know what exactly might have caused the woman to have fallen into the well?
She tried fetching. The well came in, part of the top, the way he was standing to fetch came in. So he fell right into the well. The police took the body to Kwanta Hospital.
That was Operations Officer David Tete. The spiritual head of the Ahmadiyya community worldwide Azrat Meza Masru Ahmed has tasked the international community to practically demonstrate its reunification of terror by flashing out Islamist extremist group ISIS, which continues to torment and destroy innocent lives in Iraq and other parts of the Middle East. Speaking at the International Peace Symposium organized by the Ahmadiyya community in London, Hazrat Masroor Ahmed was not happy with the attitude of certain powers in the West that continue to fund Islamist extremist groups only to turn back to label Islam as a religion of violence. The Ahmadiyya community used the occasion to confer this year's International Peace Prize on founder and chief executive of Mary's Mills Magnus McFarlane Barrow for his work in reducing hunger and malnutrition amongst the world's hungry children. Opposition parties, civil society groups, and religious leaders have adopted a plan for a transitional authority to guide Burkina Faso to elections after a popular uprising forced longtime President Blaise Compaoré from power. The charter agreed yesterday, after days of talks in the capital Ouagadougou, is due to be presented to interim leader Lieutenant Colonel Isaac Zida this week. Military representatives did not participate in the negotiations. The document calls for the creation of a 90-member transitional parliament with 10 military representatives, 40 from the opposition and 30 from civil society. The remaining 10 seats will be allocated to other parties, including President Compaoré's former political allies, who did not take part in the talks. An interim government is proposed, whose 25 members will not be permitted to stand in presidential and legislative elections expected to take place late next year. The document also calls for the creation of a special college to choose a transitional president to prepare the ground for elections next year. The body would include 7 members from the military, 15 each from the political parties and civil society, and 8 religious and traditional leaders. And now to end the news, the main point again. The Kwame Nkrumah Circle interchange is 80% complete. The resident engineer in charge of the project, Kweku Atako Diafo, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, assured the public that the project will be completed on schedule. A retired military officer, Lieutenant Colonel John Sharp, has urged people to appreciate the peace that exists in the world and make every effort to maintain it. Colonel Sharp, who was contributing on DBC's current affairs program, Talking Point, was hopeful that the Ghana Veterans Association will make all efforts to improve the status of members. The VOD's original director of education, Alhaji Mohamed Harum, has appealed to parents and stakeholders to join hands with government to provide quality education in the country. And opposition parties, civil society groups, and religious leaders have adopted a plan for a transitional authority to guide Burkina Faso to elections after a popular uprising forced longtime President Blaise Compaoré from power. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana in Accra. Thank you.